Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. Smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on! I hope you're out there living your best life. I hope you're telling people about This Is Recorded podcast, and I hope you're enjoying your summer. It's going to be a very random episode, hopefully filled with a lot of laughter, because we don't know what the fuck to talk about, but I'm trying to stay consistent, and I'm trying to move out my motherfucking mama's basement. No? Mm-mm. I mean, y'all know what it is, but I'm currently recording a very serious podcast, and my wife is looking at fucking, like, bathing suits. Like, what kind of fucking please enlighten the people, what kind of bathing suit is that?
What do you mean? It's a bathing suit.
Well, what kind of fucking top is that? Lara Croft? Are you fucking Tomb Raider?
I was just looking at the bottoms. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so keeping it really random. Customer service. It has apparently come to my attention in the past maybe 5 years that customer service is optional at everywhere. Because customer service fucking sucks everywhere. So, can you give me your thoughts quickly on customer service or your encounters with customer service as of late in the past few years?
People don't give a fuck anymore. Specifically at Walmart. Walmart, they just, I'm serious, don't give a fuck.
Like, remember I was they at used Walmart to have today, a smiley face?
They got rid of that. It's not there. They anymore. Probably told them.
They replaced like, it with it, like that just, little, I don't know if that's supposed to be a flower or what.
I haven't. Oh, the little white, like, yeah. It's not the smiley face anymore.
So please tell us about your experience at a beautiful Walmart today.
Today. First of all, somebody fucking stole my cart. Damn. Like, took all of my shit out of the cart. And, like, took my cart. And then when I got to the check, I had to fucking... I stole somebody's cart. I didn't tell you that. Yeah, I did.
In true Walmart fashion.
Yeah, like, I mean... Okay, you stole, but I didn't take, it was an empty cart. So, really, that was anybody's cart, kind of.
Yeah.
But probably not. Anyway, then I got to the checkout line, and this old guy, I said, how you doing, or whatever. He didn't speak one fucking word to me. Like, nothing.
What the fuck you asking me for, bitch?
How do you think I'm doing? I'm fucking at Walmart.
I work at Walmart.
I'm at Walmart.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and then he didn't speak one word to me. When we were in Maryland,
should I ask for the manager?
I did.
Okay.
No, I fucking didn't. I'm not that guy. Maybe we need to become like
Permit Patty.
I need to speak to the manager head ass.
Permit Patty, barbecue, whatever. And I guess a new nigga that told on somebody too. We need to become
who
all
was
of
in
them.
Like CVS, like yeah. Shaking, like because she used the fucking an expired coupon or something. It's just yeah. It's stupid shit going on. When we was in Maryland at Walmart, I feel like, I don't know if I told you. Remember you sat in the car with the kids and me and Shay went to Walmart real quick? The girl, like, threw, like, the little, like, separator. She, like, got it and, like, tossed it.
Wow. Was she having a good day?
I guess not.
Was she living her best life?
I guess not.
She wanted to go back and forth with you niggas.
Right. Then when we was in Emporia in Walmart and that girl was like, excuse me, to Dre and Bridge was about to beat her ass.
Yeah, like, I
and
mean...
And then she acted like she... Oh, I didn't
oh,
think
she had, like,
and then
she played dumb, deaf, victim. And blind at the end. Like, whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, people don't care anymore. There's no, how you doing? They don't give a fuck.
And then, like, it's a lot of kids, and I mean, it's a social media age, and I get that. But if you niggas is working at this job, can y'all act professional a little bit? Like, we was young, and we would kind of, like, straighten up and try to act professional, and we look like we still, you know, on the teeth. We look very young, but niggas was professional. Now, these days...
They don't give a fuck, and they be on their phones. I thought that's what you was going for when you said social media.
I mean,
they be at the cash register on their phone. Like, you're checking your shit
okay,
out.
Okay, what's the official Walmart young nigga outfit?
You know, they might have on a little vest.
Right.
And then they definitely are going to have on a pair of Jordans. They're gonna
like
have
the
on the
newest,
freshest
Jordan.
Pair of Jordans.
Yes.
And this goes for any fucking age. Like, I've seen grown, like, old women with Jordans on to, like, the young
okay,
ones.
For me, I feel like you got on Jordans, of course. That's just official.
And if you're, like, 18 to, like, say, 22, you also have to be pregnant.
I was gonna go there. Like, that comes with, like, hey. That comes like, with so it. What do you feel like the application process is like?
First of all, are you going to be rude to our customers? We have to know that.
I don't give a fuck, really.
Okay, good.
Is it Chautauqua?
It's Chautauqua.
Chautauqua. Okay, you're hired. And if you have anybody else that you would like to get hired on, we're giving a bonus for that.
Right, and also I want to ask you this before we finalize everything. Are you, or do you plan on getting pregnant within the next, like, couple of weeks?
Yo, I'm already pregnant. Like, okay, what the good. Fuck? Perfect. Like, I'm 3 months. Like,
you're hired. Chautauqua.
Yo, whatever. Like, send me my shit.
Okay, you're hired. I'm so full. Yeah, whatever. I'm so full.
I'm out.
Yeah. Oh.
But, like, I mean, it's fucking, like, Walmart is the app, like, for real, we solved the Walmart mystery. So, if you listen to this podcast, if you want to win $1 million, pray for it. But, anyway, we just solved the mystery of, you know, the Walmart mystery. There is no smiley face because niggas ain't happy no more.
They got rid of it.
If you old niggas like us, they used to have a smiley face once upon a time.
I'm sorry, old? No, the smiley face is for the rollback. When they do rollback, they have a smiley face with, like, a fucking Make America Great Again hat on.
With a cap on?
They do. That's for rollback.
Now them niggas trying to get money, so they got impeached shirts. Like, y'all nigga, Walmart, y'all are not
Walmart
low.
Walmart all over the place.
Y'all are not low. Uh-oh, we Papa John. Shout out to nigga Papa John. He says my nigga like it's nothing.
Fuck Papa John. Papa John is fucking
that
pizza.
Shit is trash. You know why I thought Papa John's was lit? My stepdad probably was drinking, and that's all he would get. And drunk niggas like whatever. They like something to eat because they have to.
I mean,
to
when you're young, you're just kind of glad that you got something.
Some eat out shit. Yeah. Like, but Papa John's is like fucking
and
trash.
And then they have that like fucking grease or whatever it is.
Garlic sauce. It was okay, but it was a heart attack waiting to happen.
That shit is disgusting.
Yeah, Papa John, you're a fucking idiot. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Papa John.
Yeah, fuck you, Papa. Yeah, Papa knows best. Fuck you, nigga.
That pizza is fucking disgusting.
That shit is garbage.
It always have that little bubble in it. It's fucking
big,
gross.
And then you get a deformed ass piece that
it's
got like
gross.
A big, 2-3 big ass. You get 8 slices in a large piece. That shit got 3 bubbles in 4 different slices.
Like, I can't eat no pizza with no bubbles on it. Papa John's is like fucking like one step above Little Caesars.
Papa John's is
Papa John's is Little Caesars.
Papa John's is Flavor Aid.
Papa John's, it is.
It's Flavor Aid.
Papa John's is fucking Great Value.
No, some Great Value shit is
okay, but like Great Value, like Pop Tart.
Yeah.
Papa John's is it's Great Value Pop-Tart.
The best
you vouching for Great Value. You fucking work at
I was
Walmart?
Raised on Great Value.
Okay.
48 years.
Okay, here we go.
You understand me? You know.
Was also raised on Flavor Aid. Your mom tried to...
No, she tried that shit one time.
Shout out to your mom.
She tried it one time. We was like, Mom, this shit, it ain't working, dog.
I've never had Flavor Aid.
Shout out to my mom. She told me to stop cursing on here. I can't, Mom. I love you. But, yeah, customer services.
Why would you tell your mom to listen to this if we... I didn't want her to know that I...
No, I listened to, a specific one. I didn't know she was going to listen to all of them.
Oh, she just kept going. That's love.
You know what? You know, thanks for the support, but I can't stop. Won't stop.
Sorry, Rockefeller it's like an addiction.
Nah, because this has been my life.
All right, it's over.
You understand
like,
me?
Just stop. Scale back
you understand
a
me?
Bit.
Shit, niggas don't know. Shit get hard out here. 48 years, nigga. Lockdown, nigga. 23-hour lockdown, nigga. You gotta see the sunlight for 1 hour. I mean, what time is it?
Baby, you've never been in jail. Just stop.
You don't know that.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, whatever. But customer service, like, this is our customer service experience. When we first started dating, we used to go out often to different restaurants. And I'm still, like, scarred from this, where I sip my drink slowly because people would never come back.
That what do you mean when we first started? This shit still goes on. Like, we always get the worst waiter or waitress every time.
It's like, I guess because we look young, they're like, y'all niggas ain't giving no tip no way, so they don't really give a fuck. But, like, damn.
We're pretty good tippers, though. And that still, you know what, that still doesn't affect their tip. We still give, like,
because we used to it. We're scarred.
Yeah.
Or when we went to fuck, when fidget spinners was big and we went to Best Buy and this nigga seemed like he had on fucking Heelys that he came up to us and he rolled that fidget spinner and was like, oh, I don't know about that.
And that was fucking annoying because Best Buy was like for me, working at like a law firm when I was younger. Like, I wanted to work at Best Buy so fucking bad.
Was it like Cochran and Cochran?
It was like Ken Nugent.
That's all.
I wanted to work at fucking Blockbuster and Best Buy so bad.
Well, I worked at Walmart, and I wanted to work at Walmart.
Work at Walmart, and I never could fucking get hired. You must have knew somebody.
No, I was seasonal. The rest of these niggas was trash. That's why, if you know me, you know love. And you know that I always push the cart back, because I remember them days. I used to have a slave strap and put one cart to the end of 20 carts and pull them shits up a hill.
Here we go.
Or then, do y'all know what it's like to be rained on? Do you know what it's like to go on an hour break, have the cart rack all filled up, and come back and there ain't one? His bone dry?
All the carts would be gone?
Yeah, that's the life I lived. That's, swear to God, that was my shit.
That's the worst fucking... That's like being a cart pusher is like one step away from being like a fucking crash dummy.
For real, you haven't lived until you took that electronic cart thing. And that shit rolls up your fucking ankle with 30 fucking carts attached to it.
That's the worst. And how much do you get paid doing that?
$9 at the time.
Damn.
It was in California, that was pretty big.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was a real nigga. I worked my way up to the photo lab, you know? And I used to get told every day, if I don't keep, like, pushing these photos, I'm going to get fired. I was like, damn, like, no, if I didn't, like, be aggressive with my sales for the cameras, I might get fired. I need to go home and study
this
book.
How do you be aggressive with, like, cameras? Like, hey, bitch, buy it.
I don't know, but, shout out to everybody that used to go up there and, like, this was the scam to order doubles. Like, you niggas, all your photos is on your phone. Y'all don't develop shit. Y'all just go to y'all Instagram, whatever. Y'all don't know. But niggas used to get doubles of photos and steal one single layer and fucking put it back. And I would get it
and
back.
$2?
They were like $6.48.
They're not expensive.
No, they're like $8 something for doubles. So there's $6 for singles. So what they would do is I would get them. That shit be heavy as fuck. I get it back. It feels flimsy. Like, it feels like nothing's
there.
So
what, didn't they say, I don't want them?
Yeah, I don't want them. Or it be certain, shout out to you niggas, fuck that. I don't work at Walmart no more, so fuck y'all. Shout out to all you niggas that would come and look at y'all photos. It was mainly older people, like, yeah, I'm gonna come get them. How long I got? Because you got like 90 days, and we used to give calls like, hey, we're gonna throw your fucking photos away. We're gonna shred these bitches. Can you go get them? Mm-hmm. Shout out to you niggas that used to do that. And, okay, another story. Shout out to somebody who won't be named. But his mother used to fucking make him come up to our job and develop fucking lingerie photos to go send the niggas in jail. But, like, it was really weird because he's printing out these pictures at work of his mom.
He worked there?
Yes. Of his mom in fucking lingerie with another girl. And they sending these pictures to niggas in jail. And shout out to, it was a big...
Was his mom, like, cute or was she, like, big?
No comment. Then it was like, all these ladies used to come up there all the time. And, you know, we lived in California. It's a lot of niggas in lockdown. Free my niggas. But there's a lot of niggas on lockdown. So it'd be a lot of young females that would come up there and fucking take naked photos and then hand it to us face down. Like, y'all don't need to look at that. Like, bitch, I don't want to see this, really, anyway.
Did you have to look at it?
No, we would just count them. We had to count them. And then they were like, ooh, he going to like this one. Like, and then try to cover it up when we go. But, like, I don't want to see that shit.
This is the worst thing I've ever
like, heard. That shit look like Free Willy in the wind. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
And
like,
if you don't think that all of them, like, what do you call them, prison guards? Or,
yeah, they looked at
them. They're going to look at your little whack-ass picture.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Like, Walmart was a very trash place. So what I used to do is to get cool with all the niggas, I would give them photos for $2. That's the end of my Walmart story.
Is that where you got fired?
I did not get fired. I left.
You got fired.
And I moved to Georgia, the whole way through, like an old sweet song that keeps Georgia on my mind.
You got fired.
Now, we just watched ATL last night, so I felt inspired. That song was on my heart.
Yeah, You got fired, bro.
I did not get fired.
You tried to talk about me for getting fired from Target.
Okay, long story long, my wife, she used to work at Target. She was very, very seasonal. Seasonal as to the point where they was like, we're not gonna ask you back. Okay. Like, do you wanna work the rest of your day? And she promptly said no.
No, she did. No, I didn't say anything. She fucking it was the middle of the fucking day. We was working hard as fuck. I think it was like, I want to say it was the day after Thanksgiving, like Black Friday, like busy as fuck. No, it wasn't. Because I worked there to December, I think.
Okay.
I don't know what fucking day it was, but she was like, really like caught me in the office and fucking like fired me for no reason. And I'm like, what the fuck? You can work the rest of the day. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just walked right at the fuck. I'm not. Why the fuck would I work the rest of the day knowing that I'm fired?
So what happened to Baskin Robbins? I mean, if we're talking about, you know,
Dunkin'
hard times. Hard times.
I worked there like for a couple weeks. Like, I feel like I worked there like every day for a couple weeks. And I guess they were like filling me out or whatever.
And you didn't fill them out?
They didn't like me either. But I think it was more like a family business, and they didn't.
Yeah, they probably needed.
But then they paid me under the table like fucking $600-$700. I was like, that's fine with me.
I'll take it.
And then they wanted to fucking get their shirt back, and they kept calling me. I was like, fuck y'all. fuck you.
Is it Shantivia? We're going to need our shirt back.
Fuck you. And I finally took it back up there like 2 months later. Like, fuck you.
Okay, so another diet question. It's just random as fuck. We just want to make y'all laugh. So we just going to keep it going. So another thing. Can you break up with somebody and still be cordial?
What do you mean?
Just a breakup. Like, hey, we broke up, like, and you got kids and shit. No. Can you be
No. Because niggas don't do right.
No.
They don't fucking do right.
Like, it never, like, you know.
Don't do this. Don't make me name just gonna be fucking name.
We're just going to be the best of friends. We're just going to work it out.
No, we're not going to be friends because you don't do anything for your kids. You don't fucking pay for them. Like, you're not going to see them.
Do you send emails?
Check your email.
Questions?
Like, when you're a bum, when you are a bum ass nigga, that shit is in your fucking, like, DNA, I feel like. It has to be in your blood.
It's embedded in you. Like, I mean, and you just, you know, I'm just trying to be there for the kid. Like, nigga.
But you're not, though.
All right, let me give you the key to fucking nigga shit. Yo, I'm trying to see my kids. But then when you see the fucking kids, you leave them with your mom.
Or your sister.
That is just fucking.
And then when they ask to fucking come home.
You get mad.
You get mad and tell them to shut up. And won't fucking bring them home. That's child abuse.
Yo,
too.
Your mom's is fucking. You're a mama's boy. You a mama's girl. Like, that's what niggas do.
I know his ass wasn't fucking talking.
So that brings me up to my next point. What is the fucking traits of a when you go out and you're out and about and you're in civilization, and you see a nice older or younger man, and you see one or two or maybe three children?
Just him?
Yeah. What gives you the telltale signs
that he
just got them for the week? What is the tell? Please give us the telltale signs. When a nigga just got him for the weekend.
If he's fucking, like, trying to go above, like, if he got, like, a bunch of toys for no fucking reason, or calling him shit like Buddy. Remember we was at Kroger, Buddy? Like,
where?
Nigga, you don't, Kroger's, at Kroger. Buddy, sorry, they don't have it, Buddy. Like, you have him for the fucking weekend.
When you asking him, like, you don't like to eat this? Like, right. Nigga, or you're my, like, dad.
Or
like,
remember when we went to Philly and that nigga was hugging all on his son and, like,
he was three,
kissing
he
him
was
and like,
fucking.
Nigga, chill out. Like,
his
he
son
hadn't
was
seen,
6 foot one.
He hadn't seen that nigga since he was fucking born. Because remember when Tony came around and saw Keon and fucking. was holding him like a baby and shit. Like, nigga, I'm fucking 5 years old. God. You missed the baby stage. Don't hold people like a baby.
Like, niggas are still like, damn, you still like Power Rangers? Like,
nigga, no.
I'm like, fucking 16. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
No. How old are you now? That's you having for the weekend also. If you asking your kid how old they are.
Or if you tell them their birthday coming up and it like passed.
Right. If you still trying to get a nigga a Happy Meal and they're like 20, like, come on.
I mean, it's just a couple signs that you guys need to look out for. Usually he's annoyed, you know, or he's like overly joyed. That's when it's like, yo, I don't really have these niggas like
he
that.
He got him for the weekend and he just got out of jail, sounds like. If he's like super like ecstatic, like, yeah, got my seat. If he called him his seat, he got him for the weekend.
If your kid is 6'1" and you still trying to like pick him up and shit, not like, nigga.
And, like, y'all sharing the ice cream cone and shit, like...
How long was you locked down, my nigga? You all right? You good? Yeah. Also, a pressing question to me. Why do African-Americans love the fucking pool so much and nobody can fucking swim? Why?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
I can't answer that.
No, you need to answer it.
I don't know if they like the pool. Like, if you think about it, niggas kind of be, like... sitting around the pool or like sitting in the
chair.
They
love an excuse to throw on a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Like women do, and then dudes just be like, yeah, I'm a nigga been in the gym and shit. And like, I just don't get it.
But niggas don't be all up under the water and shit. Like, no.
I mean, but some niggas love to, I mean, kids and stuff, they love to swim. And they, kids.
I can't swim.
Kids will tell you they know how to swim too.
You gotta let some water go up
there. Hey man, just let this little nigga go in the 5 feet. You told his ass. Hey, go ahead. I told you, don't go over there. You ain't listening.
No, getting water in your nose is like the worst fucking
thing. That's a life-changing experience.
It is. Like, and that would change me, but like Jair gets water up his nose every time he goes under.
He don't,
I'm like, bro, hold your fucking breath or you're getting out. Like, I'm serious. And he just don't. He don't listen.
They don't care.
And then, speaking of having people for the weekend, I'm sorry to cut you off, but what about when we be at the store and people, like, you see somebody slam a baby down?
Okay, so here at This Is Recorded Podcast, as you check out different episodes, we're going to give y'all little things that we go by, and we've been living by these things forever. So what we have learned about our Caucasian, as in white, brothers and sisters, they are one or two things. They either A...
what, go, don't beat their kids at all.
Or B.
Go fucking overboard.
Go away. There is no in between. Like, they're either like, stop it, and their kids like, fuck you, mom, you bitch. Or they tell them to stop it and they don't, and they fucking like drag them down the aisle. Like, there is no like in between.
No, but you know when a mom has fucking had enough, when like she slams a little bit. I've seen babies get slammed in a car seat. Yeah. In a car, it's like
you haven't lived until you seen a kid get slammed. You don't know what
she's
going through.
And they try to like subtly like sit him down. You slam that baby, bro.
And they don't even look around to see. Like, I don't give a fuck who's seen it.
They don't care.
Yeah, so you haven't lived.
But I fought the parents because it's like you knew it was time to fucking leave Target. You knew it was time. Like, they need a fucking nap or whatever, and you still in here trying to fucking buy.
Or
like,
you let them fucking hold you
refills.
No, you let them
the
hold
fuck.
Something the whole time. Then when you got up to the register, you fucking gave it back. Don't do no babies like you do not do no babies like that.
I've never done that at the store.
No, you gonna
you're
put
not
that shit back.
You're not getting it. I'm not gonna let you hold it and pretend like you're getting. You're not getting it.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you don't do
but
that.
But that's changed. Remember, we would have like little talks, like, "Oh, you know, how many kids you want today?" Like, you know. And then when you see a baby get slammed, that's when you like,
"We all right
we're
right now.
We're good.
Hey, we like, gonna pick up the kids. We gonna pick up Shay kids. Yeah, we gonna get her.
We can take them home.
Like, we can drop them off." I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous. It, I don't know. Moving right along.
What?
So little girls nowadays, it has come to my attention that these little thoughtlers and these little fast mamacitas are really, really fascinating. Dude, like, I remember dudes like, yeah, and they want to, like, flash you your dick and shit and show you pubic hairs and this and that, like, all at middle school. I'm talking about myself. But and they
you know,
they would do the shit like that. But now it seemed like the girl, where my man at? I'm going to put this on him. And, like, I hear this shit when I'm at, like, fucking, you know, not, like, weird at all when I'm just hanging out at the Sky Zone.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're a fucking pervert.
No, I can't be, like, 50 feet within schools. But that's neither here or there. why are, like, these little girls are really, really fast.
Girls have always been fast.
But what's the difference, Breeze?
I think they're just more, like, hid it.
Are they, like, 2.0? Like, what's the difference in these girls?
I think they
just
hid it more. Like, it was like, oh, no, I'm a good girl, blah, blah, blah. But they really weren't.
They were not.
Because, like, for sure, when I was in middle school.
I don't do that.
When I was in middle school, like, it was a lot of girls, like, fucking.
Please tell me about your field trips and why you couldn't
go on
them.
I would not.
Why couldn't you go on field trips? The people need to know this. Tell the truth.
Because they were, we, okay, so in eighth grade, we were supposed to have, like, an eighth grade prom and, like, an eighth grade trip and all this shit. But, like, a couple months before, like, this girl was, like, sucking dick in the back of the class. She sucked two dick. Like, you, like. You fucking porn star. Like, what the fuck are you back there doing?
What in the love of Ray J is going on back here?
So they called us in the cafeteria and, like, had, like, a talk with us and, like, about sex. It was so fun. And I wasn't doing none of that shit. So I was just in there, like, y'all hoes really, like,
ruined
going
it for
overboard.
Us.
And, I mean, talk about 13. And y'all are really full. You're really full on, like, giving head, but, like, to two different dudes in the same day and, like, in the back of the class. And the fucking substitute they had was so fucking old. Like, and he couldn't fucking hear. He couldn't see.
Hold
they just
on.
Wanted to
hold
no.
on.
What?
Substitutes for real. Like,
no,
bro.
They just wanted a body there. Like, for real. When I'm not playing, he could not hear or fucking
you
see.
You don't need to have a substitute. That cannot, like, he don't deserve this. They retire most of the time, or they real young and they just don't care. When you come into it, there's no greater joy than either seeing a big ass TV with the VCR in front of this.
Because you knew you was about to take a nap.
Yeah, in front of the classroom. Or you come in, you see a substitute, and it's a fucking note written from your teacher on the board.
What you need to do. Nobody did it. I would do it.
Ain't nobody, niggas be back there freestyling, niggas is braiding hair in the back, they playing card, like, for real, like, substitutes, God bless y'all.
I thought about being a substitute for, like, 5 seconds when I was, like, young, because I think you only have to have, like, maybe 12 credit hours, like, in college or something, it's, like, 3 classes, 4 classes, and I thought about it, but I was, like, I'm, like, 20 years old, like, these kids are, like,
yeah,
16.
Yo, what's
like,
up with you?
I'm good.
What's up with you?
That's a terrible idea.
They be trying to talk to you. It'll be really bad. I mean,
but yeah, I didn't tell you. Oh, I don't know if that's like a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, no. Yeah, we're not HIPAA. Like, we're HIPAA violation. We don't work anywhere. We this is recorded. This is recorded is a you know, nonprofit.
But it's not.
We try
like
to make
a
profit on here. So you know.
But I don't think that it's. I mean, that would be if I name names.
We ain't trying to go to jail, y'all. But, yeah, don't do it. Were you ready to go back to school? The summer was lit when you were.
I was always ready to go back to school.
But, like, for real, my birthday is August 15th is coming up, y'all. You know, my wife's birthday is July 27th. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. She's turning 21. So, we're going to have to turn up. But, yeah, so. You know, when as for me, the reason why I didn't want to go is because I would be in California, and then I would go to Virginia for the whole. I would go to New York, and then I would go to Virginia for the whole summer, and then I would go back. So I would miss all my family and my friends and stuff, and I've been with them, and I know I probably won't see them the Christmas or later. So that really sucked for me, going back to school. But it seemed like everybody else was ready to go back to school.
Yeah, what? I was always ready to go back. Like, I don't know, because the school was more like
social.
It's just fun. Like,
you keeping up with shit.
By the time you figure out, like, around this time, you're about to, like, go to, like, your little orientation at school. You're going to figure out who your teacher is.
You get a new backpack.
You're going to get your, you get all new stuff. And, you know, I love, like, notebooks and stuff. You set up all your little shit. You know who's going to be, like, in your class, how many classes you're going to have with who. And, you know, it's just fun. So, it was cool until about, like, I don't know, fucking November, then it's like, I'm over this shit.
Alright, man, school was fun, but, I mean...
No, but it's fun. And school is more like a social, like...
Everybody be so fresh the first, like, you can't even go to sleep. Like,
you you got your outfit, back to school.
Dudes used to be like, bro, I'm gonna go to sleep in my outfit. It was really dumb.
Did y'all really do it?
I've done that once, yes, I have.
I hope... Babe, I really fucking hope you did not.
I'm about to sleep in my clothes. Like, I'm about to kill him tomorrow, bro.
Why the fuck would you sleep in your clothes?
Because, like,
what outfit was it?
It probably was, like, an academics outfit or something like that back in the day. Because, you know, it wasn't a velour outfit.
You know what I regret from school? Like, not... Because I always tried to be, like, humble and, like, you know, I'm not going to get too much stuff. But my dad literally would have bought me whatever the fuck I wanted. And I mean, he still did, but like just regretting not getting certain shit probably like still wear now.
That baby fat
like,
outfit?
Not baby fat. I'm talking about like Jordans and shit. Like he would really like, if I went somewhere with my dad, I would come back with something. But I wouldn't go overboard, but I'm just saying I should have went overboard.
Yeah. I mean, shit happens. You live and you learn. But, you know, back to school. Shout out to all the kids going back to school. But and Kyrie going to college. Thank you for being on the last podcast. Shout out to Kyrie. Yeah, I mean, kids be ready to go back to school. We used to be like, man, bro. And, like, my school was real ghetto in the beginning, like, going to high school and shit. Because it always be niggas that's there at first. And then by, like, October, them niggas are expelled.
Shout out to the niggas
Shout
out to the niggas that I'm doing air quotes graduated and then fucking still be coming up to the school.
Damn, look at your little ass. You still in school.
Young ass niggas. Like,
nigga,
okay,
you whack, nigga. You still go here? Like,
bro, I'm fucking 14. Like, why are you up here, nigga? Shouldn't you be taking care of your kids or like following your tactics?
Finding a job? You like, know? Anything. Like,
what are you doing?
Bruh, like, I'm trying to holler at what's that? That would be considered.
No, niggas would
statutory.
Drop.
Statutory. Like,
niggas
that's
would drop
not cool.
Bitches off. Like, how we saw on ATL. I never noticed that part. Big boy was dropping that little ass girl off at school. Niggas really fuck with little ass girls.
Yeah.
Niggas don't care.
No.
Like, nigga, she's
niggas
fucking,
don't have no standards at
they
all.
They don't.
Okay. I mean, we just, you know, we shooting the shit. We don't know what the fuck we doing. But, last question. I seen that Rugrats is getting rebooted. What is your thoughts on that?
I hate it. Like, I just feel like y'all want to fuck up my childhood. Like, don't do that. I'm cool watching the reruns or falling asleep on them, because that's what we normally do.
You haven't lived until you fell asleep on a great cartoon.
No, you fucking haven't lived until you have worked a 12-hour shift overnight and come home and watch the fucking Magic School Bus on Netflix.
Well, I did do that to
you, yeah. I'm telling you. And then one night I watched fucking Clifford is a good one, too.
Gosh.
I'm telling you.
Tom and Jerry will forever go down as the best one.
But they don't have Tom and Jerry on Netflix.
Nah.
But for real. But I hate when they reboot shit like the Martin reboot. It just seems washed. Don't do that. They wanted to reboot something else, or they did.
What's a reboot that worked? 90210 was good while it was
on. Yeah, but that was years later, and it was different. It was the same, but it was different. I guess the Melrose Place didn't work.
Even the Hey Arnold movie, it didn't seem like it slapped like that.
We didn't
see it all. Like,
it looks different. It feels different. It don't feel the same. Let's just watch the reruns. Like, I think they rebooted Double Dare. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Nobody can. Like,
Yeah.
They don't have the same feel.
Doing?
It don't have to, like, create something new. It don't have the same feel.
Right. I mean, there's no originality. Like, I'm cool with, like, the remakes of certain movies. That's cool. Cause, okay,
especially
it was
action
probably trash.
Action movie.
Yeah,
because
they really redo it and it's like a whole nother movie for real. But, like, when y'all redoing shit, like, that don't need to keep getting. What's a movie that they keep fucking redoing? And it's like, y'all, come on.
Any movie with The Rock in it.
Oh my God. No, I feel like they keep I guess they keep redoing the Halloweens, but the first Halloweens, if you watch them, are fucking trash.
Halloween's and my then they kind of do like though.
I know, but the old ones are kind of fucking horrible.
Rob Zombie did a really good job.
The old Texas Chainsaw Massacres are trash.
Oh, that's terrible.
So they redid the 3D one with Trey Songz was fucking garbage.
That should have never been like that.
That should have never
They should have paid you to watch that.
It was bad.
It was really
bad. It was
bad. Shout out to Trigger.
Yeah, but that was his only movie that he did.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
What else said they? I said they need to redo like Freddy Krueger. But even like when they start going overboard. Like
then when they did Jason in space, and
they did Leprechaun in the Hood. Like what are y'all doing at this point? What the fuck is going on?
Freddy versus Jason was
in space.
Trash.
That one wasn't that one in space?
No, it was regular, and I thought it was gonna be really lit, and it was terrible. Bro, all right, so what we saying is, long story long, don't reboot shit. Just don't. Like, leave certain things alone. Like, as far as cartoons go, I guess. Cartoons don't. No, you could do some movies.
Like, they rebooted DuckTales, and I'm, like, not enthusiastic about it. Not the same. Just start showing
Powerpuff Girls, they rebooted that. Not the same.
And I didn't even show
And it wasn't even super huge when it was out. Yeah, when it was out,
it
wasn't, like.
It was huge. You just say you didn't watch it.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Were you doing their name?
No, that's the intro.
I didn't watch it like that either.
You don't know the intro?
But it was a big deal. No, because I didn't watch it.
So?
You got mad.
I don't care.
I'm trying to think. They rebooted something.
They rebooted a lot of bullshit. Good. They're going to get a Proud Family reboot.
That's trash.
And I want them to leave the Proud Family how it was because it was amazing.
It wasn't really amazing.
Me and you will always be tight family every day and night.
Oh, they rebooted Bug Juice.
Bug Juice was lit. If y'all know
that
about it, y'all know about
okay.
It. It was about kids going to camp and all black kids.
That
was
might
like,
be okay.
Oh, it's cool to go to camp.
Because it's not like it was it was like our reality show.
It was a reality show for kids. But I watched Real World. I raised myself. Yeah. I watched Real World since,
you know, they're
like,
still
New York.
Fucking doing challenges?
I'm done.
And Coral's going to be in a fucking wheelchair.
Real World Road Rules fucking challenge needs to die.
It needs to stop. Y'all, we have got... Let's start a petition.
We've got to put an end to this.
We have got to stop,
like,
y'all.
We've got to do better.
Pray for MTV. Because they almost... Like, I feel like they need
okay,
to
so what's the criteria for MTV? Hello, what's your pitch for your next show?
I was thinking, like, ants, but, like...
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Hey, man, these donation places, they calling me at all times of the night. And they call me multiple times. It's like, bro, y'all gotta stop.
Is it like a recording? Or is it like
I don't even know what's going on. It's getting scary at this point.
How did they even get your number?
I don't know how they got my number.
Are you serious?
No, I gave him my number.
Okay,
I guess.
Then don't do that.
Yeah,
because that was scary.
Yeah, weird. The phone won't stop ringing. What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about the criteria for a show that you want to do on MTV. Like thinking like, oh, you know, I'm thinking insects, but like they have to be like really big insects, and then a vampire comes, and then they fall in love, and then a werewolf. Like it just
Tell
has
me
to
more.
Be.
Are
really
they on spring break?
They have to be on spring break.
Do they hook up a lot? Do they scam?
They scam. They do. And they get STDs and UTIs and, you know. And then
do they fight sometimes?
They fight all the time. And
oh, my
they
God.
They get drunk. They get really fucking
How much?
Shit-faced.
How much do you want? Oh, my God. That's off. Like, certain, like, MTV, what the fuck? Like, it's bad. Like, the shit that seems like is holding up MTV is Teen Mom. No bullshit.
But Teen Mom don't... I mean, I guess Teen Mom still... But I don't even watch Teen Mom no more.
No.
And for real, VH1 is even fucking worse.
Because they're owned
by them. Who
the
fuck still... No, who's still fucking watching Love & Hip Hop? If you do, you're a
lot of niggas.
You're a fucking rat if you still watch Love & Hip Hop. And Basketball Wives comes back on.
We losing listeners.
I was in a patient's room the other night, and she was watching Basketball Wives trying to talk to me about it. I'm like, ma'am, I'm just trying to fucking...
Girl, what's her name? It's crazy.
His fucking insulin or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to...
Okay, so we don't have no sponsors. So before we leave out of here, we're going to plug our own shit. Because we will have sponsors one day. And this podcast will be successful. You hear it here first. And I'm going to quit my job. You're going to quit your job. And we're going to make money all kind of ways. Three ways a Sunday. I might be saying it wrong. But we're going to plug something before we go. on a positive note, Love Is on OWN. Would you recommend that to people to watch that?
I would.
Love Is.
I love it. And I told you about
Tuesday
it.
Nights at 10. We have these wars about who put each other up on music shows.
And all the good stuff I put him up on.
That's a lie. We can take a lie detector test.
You consistently watch trash shows and movies. No. Every time you pick a show or a movie, it's trash.
That's not all.
You tried to fucking have me watch
Clue. Okay.
All right. Even shows we never. I put you on the Shameless. I put you on to Love Is. I put you on to all the good shows.
And I put you on the Game of Thrones. Boom.
No, you didn't.
I know.
What the fuck?
I just wanted to sound cool.
Yeah, and that's like the ultimate.
Yeah, but Love Is, man, I really don't know what our age range is on this. SoundCloud don't tell me all that. But for ladies, I guess, mainly, or couples, Love Is.
It Tuesdays like at anybody. 10.
It really is. It's a really good show. It's about these people that are producers and writers. It talks about they're the producer and director of the show, and it talks about their love story and how they found each other and how they went through issues in the beginning. And it's so crazy to see somebody. They're the creators of Girlfriends. Like, I don't know if it's just the lady herself. I wish I had the name to give credit, but Love Is. Check it out. Do the WikiLeaks on it.
Maya Brock Akil.
Okay, Maya Brock Akil. Okay, my wife. See, that's the fact check right here. She got it. So, yeah. I think she created Girlfriends, but then they did Black Lightning. They did The Game, and they did one other show.
She wrote on Moesha.
She got her start writing on Moesha.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But it's a really good show. It's like, because they're like in the 90s.
97.
But it makes you feel like you're there. Like, they dress like that. The music is really, really good.
They use house phones.
Yeah, they use house phones. Remember his mom, like, hung up and clicked off and got on the
other line with somebody else.
It just really takes you back. Like,
Tommy Hilfiger was popping at the time. I mean,
she made me want to get, like, a Tommy Hilfiger.
Everything, I mean, that show, man. So, there's our plug. I mean, at the end of the shows and before, they call it pre-rolls. We're going to get that soon. But we need y'all help. We need y'all to tell people about This Is Recorded podcast and share it and comment and do whatever you can. We like to do some giveaways. My wife makes NFL wreaths. Fuck the NFL, but we just trying to get the money. You know, we just trying to live out here, but we can't do it without your help. So for $99 a day, you can help me get to my dreams or quit my job. So just start donating to my GoFundMe. Help a nigga out is what it's under. So just go under that GoFundMe and pay for my trip to New Orleans, to Miami. Actually, I'm trying to get.
You going to Miami?
Yeah, pay for my trip to Miami. But nah, for real, please watch Love Is. That's our plug for today. And please tell people about this podcast, this little podcast of ours. We're going to let it shine. And it's been 48 years. But please tell people about this podcast. Because we really need to quit our job and just give you guys great content. We got some really good ideas. We're trying to put our whole family on. We are black owned. We do it off of my computer that goes in and out all the time. We do it off this $15 mic. And we try to bring you guys great content. So have a great day. Watch Love Is. And tell a friend to tell a friend about This Is Recorded podcast. Say something.
What?
Say something. So I can turn it off and it'll be like cool.
Just turned it off.
Damn.